You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Golf Podcast. Alex Dunn standing in for Dave Kellner this week. But don't worry, Mike Grenham's still here and so is Dave Tindall. So the expertise will not be lacking, even if it is a little bit in the presenter's chair.
At least we could be bothered to turn up, Dave, eh?
That is
like
true.
Like DK, what about that? Poor show.
No, Dave Kellner, he is... he's busy with Cheltenham.
He's immersed in horse racing.
Completely immersed. Yeah. He's doing a good job as well.
Yeah.
Let's give him his credit for that. No Dave Kellner, so I'm standing in. But it will be, hopefully, the same as normal.
Good.
And we'll start with a look back at last week, because I believe that's what you do on the golf podcast. We saw Charles Schwartzel win the Valspar Championship in a playoff against Bill Haas. We'll start with you here, Mike, because you had a place, didn't you?
I did, yes. Ryan Moore played well for most of the tournament. Looked like he had a chance going into the final. Well, he did have a chance going into the final round. Just didn't make enough birdies on the final. I think he parred all the last 12 holes, both the final 2 days. But you're not going to win a lot if you're doing that. You know, it's no birdies in those final 12 holes on either of the last two rounds. He had loads of chances, but did you watch him, Dave? Didn't quite putt well enough, did he?
Yeah, no, yeah, so kept sort of just missing, didn't he? Frustrating.
Yeah, it was one of those that lure you in, thinking, oh, he's a birdie chance. And,
yeah.
So, he got a place, and that was good for the each way bet, so I was happy enough with that. Bill Haas was looking like he had it in the bag, but Schwartzel came with a very strong run, didn't he?
Go on, Dave, go on, sorry.
Yeah, it was sort of, if you're on Bill Haas, it was not quite a slow death, but it was kind of, you felt, oh, is he doing enough here? Where Schwartzel was the one who produced the sort of moments of inspiration with a couple of big putts.
Yes.
So it always felt like Schwartzel might sort of get him on the line, and in the end it went to a playoff, but I always felt once it went to a playoff, Schwartzel was the man.
Yeah, do you know, I was just hoping for one of those things. Schwartzel, all that long putt, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think he was on a par three, and it just seemed that got him going. I was just praying for something like that for more. And it never happened. So it's amazing how often in the final round something like that gets the guy's adrenaline flowing. So
that's it, yeah.
Well, I have it on good authority, Mike, that Bill Haas is one of your favourite golfers.
He is.
Dave Kellner did send me an email. and he just mentioned, because obviously you didn't tip him up last week, it's almost a good thing that he didn't win.
Definitely a good thing he didn't win,
but at the same
me.
Time, you do want players who you've fancied in the past and may fancy in the future to maintain their form, but I think not on this
occasion. Yeah, if you were if you were a nice person, that's what you'd want, but if I haven't backed them, I don't want them to win. I don't know if that's really true, but I was cheering against him, Alex, because I did have a long look at him. He's good for good form at the track, but his putting stats last week were pretty poor. But I think he'd been working with his dad on his putting, apparently. That seemed to, well, it did make a difference. I like Bill Haas a lot, but when I'm close to backing him, I don't want him to win if he's... That's fair, Dave, isn't it? We're all like that,
so.
Aren't we?
Yeah, I am. I know. I am.
Yeah. We're greedy men.
No, I can understand that. I can understand that. As for the Thailand Classic then, Dave, we saw Scott Hend get the better of a real late rattle from Pia Swanger-Runporn, who 9-under on the final day, came from... Well, I wouldn't say nowhere, because I was actually following this fairly closely on Twitter, because I believe Pete Farris put him up, didn't he?
Pete Farris put him up at 500-1, Pia Swanger-Runporn, and I wondered what he was on about. He kept texting me sort of with a bee in his bonnet saying, "You've got about this guy?" And I was thinking, yeah, whatever. And he started off well. I thought, well, he's had his little moment in the sun with a nice first round, and he sort of kept it going in round two. Dipped a bit in round three. Then I woke up on Sunday morning and just went on the old European Tour app and checked the scores, and blimey, he was in the lead. So I texted Pete and said, "Pete, it's going to happen." So I got out of bed and sort of watched the last few holes, and he did great. He even held a big putt on the last, which he thought, oh, God, this is it. This is his moment. And then Hen just held firm There's a few groups behind and held firm down the stretch. But yeah, an amazing tip from Pete, who I think he told me Pete's brother lives in Hua Hin, which is where the tournament was held, and he had a bit of an insight on it. So next time, I shall listen, Peter.
Yeah, well, Pete works in our in-play radio and does some football previews for those who don't know. So well done, Pete, with that.
Yeah, wow, so he put it, he put that up on the in the Monday show, I believe. And as well as landing the H Wayman, Pete also said for him to be top Thai player at 100-1. So that landed as well.
Very good.
Well done, Pete. Right then, we'll move on to this week's action. We'll start with the Hero Indian Open, and we'll start with you on this one, Dave. Obviously, it's at the Delhi Golf Club. Not the easiest course to play, but course form is very, very important here, isn't it?
It is very important, Alex, and it's almost back to old Piers Swan Gurrenporn last week. His sort of angle was that he was a local player who played the course more than kind of the European Raiders. And I think it's going to be similar this week. There's an awful lot of course form available in this for this event, because Delhi Golf Club, it holds numerous Asian Tour events, normally two or three a season. So that's kind of guided my thinking, because there's a guy at 80-1 is going to be my first tip. And he's a guy called, I think I'm saying this right, Chirag Kumar.
Okay.
He won the Panasonic Open on this very course as recently as November. Now, if you go back the previous year, the winner of that Panasonic Open was SSP Chaurasia, who then went on to lose a playoff in this event. So it's kind of like a, as it's Cheltenham Week, it's like a good, you know, the form holds up well from that Panasonic Open into this event, even though it's a higher class event. So Chirag Kumar, he's got the course form. You delve a bit further as well, and he was second in the 2011 Indian Open held at this course, fourth in the 2013 Indian Open at this course. Obviously won that Panasonic as well, so he's a bit of a course specialist. Now, does he have any course form? Well, he didn't, but then last week in Thailand, he came and tied 19th, so it's almost like a perfect thing that you want to find out. As a
current form, you mean, Dave? Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's top 20 last week as well, yeah?
Yeah, so you're thinking, and that's the final sort of box ticked, really. And this course, it's very much, you need to get it in play, you need to put well, drivers sort of taken out of your hands almost. So does he fit that profile? Well, again, he does. He was eighth in driving accuracy in Thailand and fourth in putting average. So the two things you need to do well here, he did well last week. So all in all, I think for an 80-1 shot, this Indian local, Chirag Kumar, could be a sneaky bet.
Okay. He's the first selection for you. Mike, what about you in this one?
I'll let Dave do the talking on this one. I'm not having a bet on it. It's not an event that got my heartbeat racing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I'll be very obvious with the second one. There's Anirban Lahiri. He's kind of the famous Indian golfer these days. He became the first Indian player to get a top five in a major when he was fifth in last summer's USPGA. And he's doing really well on the on the PGA Tour now. You look at his results, he's got a lot of sort of top 30s. I think a tied 28th as well. So he's holding his own in America. So back on this course where he's won four times. Well, as last year, he's won three other events at this course, so he is the absolute course horse. Yeah, the bookies know that, we know that. He's 7-1. You know, Mark Adsed's perfectly right to put him in at 7-1 there with us. But I still think it's worth a play, just because he's won four times, he's in form, and you often see some of these events just go to the class player. So I wouldn't go too mad on him, but maybe you want to throw him in a double with someone else. But I think 7-1 is fair enough on a guy who's, you know, the best player in the field with incredible course form.
Yeah, you can't argue with rock solid course form, can you? Such a good record.
Do you think he's the best player in the field, Dave? Do you think he's better than Loughton?
Well, at the moment, I think he is. I think he's kind of slightly underrated still.
7-1 Lahiri, 11-1 for Loughton, 16's Fraser. And
you could certainly, Mike's got a point there, but I think on this
In India, he might be the best player, if that's what you mean. But there's two or three in the field that I think are definitely better players than him in the round, I would have to say.
It's quite a specific course. This it's quite unique. It's quite sort of tight and fiddly, and it's a bit of a specialist track, I think. So that's
I get that.
Okay, so two for you in that one, Dave. We'll move on to the feature event of the week. It's the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. And Matt Every has won this for 2 years in a row. Pretty sensational stuff. But who wins it this year? We'll start with you this time, Mike.
Well, it doesn't look like it's going to be Matt Every, does it? Because apparently he's having blackouts and things. Have you heard that, Dave? He's struggling with his putting. I read whether it's to be trusted on Twitter or not. He seems to be struggling a little bit, and he's consequently he's 66-1 this week, isn't he? When you think that someone who's won the last 2 years wouldn't be that price. But yeah, I don't know. He's certainly having some kind of problem. So I haven't gone for him, obviously. I've got two bets, the first of which is a little bit of a risky one because he pulled out the last time out with a sore ribs, but I'm going to go for Brant Snedeker here. Snedeker has decent form here. The last two times he's played here, he's finished 13th last year and 8th the year before. Has a couple of missed cuts in his history here at Bay Hill, so he's not on absolute lock at this course, but has a number of other top 25s as well. Won as recently as the Farmers, then that followed a great run of form where he was second at Sony and third at the Hyundai before that. Dipped a little bit at Phoenix and at Pebble and then at that withdrawal. But I like he's high on the birdie average starts. I think that's going to be a key start this week. He scrambles well and he puts very well, as we know. Really great putts. I think all those things will matter here. I know there is a theory that length will be important this week, certainly on the par fives. Par five scoring is going to be important. You could say Snedeker is maybe not quite as long as some would like, but I'm not so bothered about that. I just think he's a great putter, scrambles well, good course form. That 13th and the 8th the last 2 years look good to me, and he's been in great form in 2016, really resurgent. So all of that makes me think that 50-1 is a very decent price for Brant Snedeker. I would have expected him to be quite a bit shorter than that. So I know the field's very strong, and it's very, very strong at the top, I have to say. So, and I did think about picking a couple of the favs, but I think Snedeker is a good player with good course form, and at 50-1 he appeals each way to me. I think the rib injury I'm hoping was a little bit tactical. Shot 76 in Cadillac, and I think it was his daughter's birthday that weekend as well. So
handy.
Quote me on that, but so I'm hoping that he's rested and well, and that isn't really a factor.
Okay, interesting you should say that, because one of my friends who works in trading actually got in touch with me yesterday and said, "Oh, I hear you doing the golf podcast." He likes his golf. He said, "Just one tip: Brant Snedeker, 50-1." So
he's a very wise man.
There you are, Ben. If you're listening, congratulations. You agree with Mike? What about you?
We might both be sulking by the ninth hole of the first round.
All our eggs are in one basket.
Yes,
there.
They are.
What about you then, Dave? Please don't put up Brant Snedeker.
No, I do.
You know, 50-1 is a kind of a special price in this event. I don't know if you remember, Mike, but back in the day, we're talking mid-90s, when Mike and I had a little golf betting syndicate, and do you remember I dreamt that Lauren Roberts would win this?
Wow.
At 50-1.
The boss of the Moss.
Yeah, and he'd won the year before, and I dreamt that he'd win it again and put it up as our syndicate bet, and he did win again at 50-1.
Wow.
So that's kind of a good omen that you've gone for 50-1. And I've gone for a 50-1 shot as well this week. So I like the vibe we're getting.
Yeah.
My 50-1 shot is Mark Leishman.
I thought you were going to say Mark Leishman. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Big chance.
Yeah, I think so. We look at the moment, I don't know what's going on, but Aussies are cleaning up on both tours. Adam Scott's just had two wins. We saw Scott Hend win last week. Saw Marcus Fraser win in Thailand. Sometimes it just gets in bunches, and they, you know, a lot of them are mates, and they sort of inspire each other and, you know, egg each other on, and we get little patterns of you know, certain countries having a little purple patch. And this is very much the case with the Aussies. A slightly more kind of solid reasoning is the fact that Leishman is in good form. He was 28th at the Cadillac, 5th in his previous start at the Northern Trust Open. And then at Bay Hill, I think, like Mike said, with Snedeker, he's not up there every year, but he has got a good one in the bank. He was third here in 2011. Another thing Mike mentioned was birdie average, or making birdies. Yeah, I looked at that stat as well. Well, Leishman certainly is going well on some of those stats. He's 13th in birdie average, 8th in that birdie or better conversion percentage one. And then he won the Ned Bank as well on the European Tour back in December. That was a really solid performance. Obviously, we remember he got to the playoff of the Open last summer. So he's a quality player. And I thought, as with Snedeker, I thought 50-1 is pretty good.
Okay.
So he was on my final six, Dave. I picked two and he was one of my six. I agree with everything.
That's good.
Yeah. Everything you said there, he must have a really big chance.
Okay, so positive mentions for Snedeker and Leishman there. Your second selection then, Mike?
Yeah, I was between two here, but Graham McDowell was very near for me. He's the last man out, and I might have to have a saver on him. He's had a couple of decent finishes here in the last 4 years. Missed the cut, I think, on his last two outings, but a fifth at Honda was tempting. But he just got edged out for me, GMAT, by David Lingmuth, who is a bit hot and cold, can be you know, great or pretty average. You know, and in fact, I think the times I backed him, he does blow hot and cold. I think the times I backed him, he's been on the cold side. But I like his form earlier this season was really good. He went ever so close in the Career Builder Challenge where he was setting in a playoff to Jason Duffner. And since then, his form's dropped off a cliff a little bit. But I'm hoping that back at Arnold's course where he was 13th last year, and I think a course that suits him, his form there is getting progressive. I'm just hoping that he returns to that kind of form that he showed earlier in the season. Again, a good birdie average, man. Top 25 for that. And he's a big price. I think he's 80-1. So Lingmuth is one of those. It wouldn't shock me if he missed the cut, let's put it that way. But I think he's one of those that he either goes very, very well
or nothing.
So it could be Thursday night, head in hand, thinking, why did I pick him? But If he bounces back to the Career Builder Challenge, that isn't that long ago, that could look a very big price. He's got progressive form at Bay Hill. So, yeah, I like Ling. I think I like those kind of players like that because they can just pop up at a nice price.
Okay, 80-1 on Lingmuth, and McDowell that you mentioned is available at 66-1,
which is tempting, that, isn't it, McDowell?
Very tempting indeed. What about you then, Dave? Have you got another pick in this?
Yeah, mine's a bit more of a boring, obvious pick, but nevertheless, I think he's going to have a big week. And my pick is Justin Rose. He's got the course form, which I always think this is very much a tournament where course form counts for plenty. I mean, we saw Tiger Woods win this 8 times. Matt Every obviously won it back-to-back, which was a bit freakish, given that he's never won anywhere else. Lauren Roberts, who I mentioned earlier, he won it back-to-back. So it's certainly a tournament. If you played there well before, there's every chance you will do so again. Justin Rose, then, he was third in 2011. And then 2 years ago, he was runner-up to Tiger. And you've got to remember, Tiger was still a fantastic player in 2013. I think he won 5 times on the tour that year. And finishing second to Tiger at Bay Hill is, you know, it's hardly a disgrace, given that Tiger owns the course.
Has anyone told Arnold Palmer?
Yeah, breaking news. he's got all the course form, Justin Rose. And current form, I think he's close. You know, his last three events. He's come 17th at the Cadillac with a close in 67, 16th at Torrey Pines, and 6th at Pebble Beach. So he's sort of knocking on the door. You look at his greens in red. Numbers as well. Ninth at the Cadillac, second at Torrey Pines. So I just think he's close to putting everything together, Justin Rose. It does seem to be a bit of a year on the PGA Tour where all the class horses are winning. We've seen Adam Scott, Schwartzel obviously last week. A lot of the sort of big names are getting a winning. And with the Masters on the horizon, Rose, who was running up there last year, I think he'll want to try and get in a really big week, and this looks to be a good course for him to bank a big dose of confidence.
There's a lot of strength at the top of the market, isn't there, Dave? I know McIlroy played pretty well there last year, but Adam Scott should have won a couple of years ago here, and he's in sublime form. I mean, what are his form figures? 2-1-1, I think they are, aren't they?
I was going to say, he's 8-1. It's not the best value, but at the same time, it's hard to see him out the frame, isn't it?
You could argue he should be favourite, though, really, couldn't you? Because
McIlroy's shot is 11-2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stenson plays very, very well here. He's 14. And then Day and Rose as well. I'm not so sure about Jason Day here, but that,
yeah,
you know,
not very good in Florida, is he?
No, those other guys have all... Well, certainly Scott Stenson and Rose seem to really like it here, you know. I think Scott was way clear here a couple of years ago and blew it at halfway, but I get Rose totally, Dave. He must have a big, big chance.
Okay, Justin Rose, 16-1. The second pick for Dave. Is that just about it?
We have a couple of players that we can mention, Alex.
Honourable mentions.
Honourable mentions, they're the ones.
Okay.
Well, I mentioned GMAC. Leachman was on the final six, and the other two, Freddie Jakobsen, who has some decent form here, and has gone a little bit cool after a little warm spell earlier this year, and looks like he might be back on track. Jakobsen, he does like this place, so he's a three-figure price and worth a look, and a pass winner here. Given what Dave just said, I totally agree that course form is important here, but Martin Laird is begun to reappear at the summit of leaderboards fleetingly. Usually this year he seems to drop off again, but he definitely likes it here, so they'd be the ones that were closest to me. But obviously, as I said earlier, GMAC was ever so close.
Okay, hundreds and 150s, those two. What about you, Dave? Honourable mentions?
Yeah, some honourable mentions. Ryan Moore, who Mike put up last week, he's got good course form at Bay Hill, obviously in good nick, so he's, you know, certainly in my thinking. The 33-1 was just a bit short, I think.
Exactly. That was
class name.
I thought it was a better field this week, Dave, wasn't it? And he's a shorter price. Yeah. And he did play well.
Yeah.
If he'd been 66s, I might well have been backing him again.
Yeah.
He's definitely in form. He's hitting the ball ever so well.
Yeah. A bigger price, 100-1, John Hu. He's got a bunch of good form. You look at his form this year. He's got a couple of top 10s, loads of top 25s, including the last 2 weeks in Florida. And although his course form, he's made three cuts. If you look at the middle one, when he was, I think it was tied 27th, he was actually third going into the last day. So he could be a sneaky one at 100-1.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, lovely stuff.
Players we don't want to win?
Go on then.
I would have to say... Well, I won't say GMAC because I'll probably have a save on him. I might even say Ryan Moore because at that
point. Yeah,
that
I'm going to. Yeah. I'm the same, yeah. I think he's. You could certainly back him, couldn't you, each way at that, I think, just about.
It's not horrendous price, is it?
No.
It's just a little bit shorter than that, than I would like.
No, but as you said, in up against better players and a shorter price, it's not a great combination, is it?
It's not. Are you McIlroy and Scott and with Stenson and Rose with great form and Jason Day on top, makes the top of the market very heavy. And I must admit, Dave, I was very tempted to go for one of the leading market players as you have with Rose, but I just was surprised at Snedeker's price, and then Lingmuth was just a very big price, so they lured me in.
Okay then, so we've got two fancies each at the Arnold Palmer, and Dave, you've got a couple of picks over at the Hero Indian Open as well. Should we just have a round up of selections? You go first here, Dave.
Yeah, so in India, I'm going to go a point each way, Chirag Kumar at 80-1. And I'm going to go 3 points win, Anirban Lahiri at 7-1. He's a short price, so I need to sort of stake on him.
Yeah.
Then in Florida at Bay Hill, I'm going to go for a point and a half each way on Justin Rose at 16s and a point each way on Mark Leishman at 50s.
Yeah, I'll go same stake, a point each way on both of mine. Brant Snedeker at 50s, and I'd be tempted to go higher if I knew he was absolutely, that rib injury was fine. But a point each way will do for now. Might play up a little bit more. And a point each way, David Lingmuth at 80s. And I will also say, Alex, there's a seniors tour event this week as well. It's back, so I'll be having a look at that, and I might tweet about that.
Lovely stuff. Twitter handles then. Mike, you are...
At M. Grenham.
And Dave?
At Dave Tindall Golf.
Okay. I'm at Alex Dunn 0307, but my golf expertise is limited. At D. Kellner He's doing Chelsea stuff.
No, I'm joking.
not quite the same.
Yeah, I hope he listens now, just to that I'll know him.
I'm sure he will. Right, good stuff. Thank you for joining me, gentlemen.
Thank you for hosting us, Alex. It's been a pleasure.
Yes.
Pleasure is all mine. Normal service will be resumed next week when Dave Kellner will be back in this seat, but best luck with your bets this week.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.